Hey, good morning. Hey, have you ever thought about what is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything? For millennia, man has tried to answer this basic question. During the Renaissance, for instance, philosophers began to believe that man could, beginning with just himself, find his own answers to this great question. Over time, though, man has discovered that he cannot do this. Instead of turning his mind toward a spiritual answer, today's man has determined that there is no answer at all. Now, there was an English author by the name of Douglas Adams. He wrote science fiction, very, let's call it sarcastic type of literature. And he accidentally came up with a right answer to this great question. In his science fiction series, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, he gives his answer. Now, in this series of books, all of the great philosophers of the galaxy came together to try to answer that great question of life, the universe, and everything. After much debate, they could find no answer. So they built a supercomputer that they named Deep Thought to compute the answer. Now, after 6 million years, long after the galaxy had forgotten what the question was, Deep Thought came up with an answer. And the answer, are you ready for it? Was 42. I can tell you that we know that this is the correct answer. 42 is the answer to the great question of life, the universe, and everything. Just not the way Douglas Adams meant it. Now, Douglas Adams was an atheist, and as such, he did not believe that there is an absolute standard. He, like his fellow humanistic philosophers, came to the conclusion that there is no meaning to life, the universe, and everything. Therefore, he picked for the book what he thought was a purely arbitrary answer. His arbitrary answer, though, is as good an answer as can be found if God does not exist. Now, Christians believe and know that God does exist, and we know that his two testaments were written by 40 different men, contain the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Thus, 42, otherwise known as the Bible, two testaments, 40 writers, has the answer to the great question of life, the universe, and everything. As far as man is concerned, this great question can be broken down into three basic questions. The question of who am I? The question of why am I here? And the important question of where am I going? The Bible contains the answer to all of these. The first question, who am I, is answered in the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, we learn that we were created in the likeness of God. Let us create man in our own image after our likeness, God said. Now, we were not created in a physical likeness to God because God is a spirit and has no physical body. But we are like God in that we have an immortal soul. We have within our physical body a spiritual soul that will never cease to exist somewhere. And so that answers the first question, who am I? The second question, why am I here, is summed up by Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13, where he said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole of man." Solomon taught, or the whole duty of man, Solomon taught that we are here to glorify God through our obedience to him. Jesus states our two greatest reasons for existence in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 39. He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And so Jesus, our reason for existence, is to love God and serve him, and to love and serve our fellow man. And then the third question, the most important of all, where am I going, is answered. You know, we know that this world is not our home. We all know that we are going somewhere. We're all going to either one of two places, depending on which path we take. Which path we take depends upon which guidebook we choose to follow. You know, if we adopt the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy as our guidebook, then we're going to end up someplace we never wanted to go. Just like Arthur, the protagonist in the series, he ended up in the restaurant at the end of the universe. And to him, this restaurant was an eternally boring and weird place. We don't want to go to someplace much worse than that, which is hell. You know, in reality, the destination we will find if we follow the godless philosophy behind the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is one of eternal fire and damnation. However, if we adopt the Bible as our guidebook, we cannot fail to reach the other destination, which is heaven. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 104, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." And as the prophet Jeremiah said, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. So I encourage each one of us to look to the Word of God, to be led by the Spirit through the Word of God and all that you do. Look to the number 42, i.e. the Bible, as your source for life. Thanks.